From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you once again with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program. And I truly do thank you for the pleasure of your company, and I am so delighted that we have the opportunity to bring you these Bible studies every day. Think about it. The Living Truth program has been on the air since October of 1989. And down through the years, we have not departed from teaching the Word of God, because we believe that the Word of God is the answer to the problems of mankind. When the Way of Truth Ministries was formed back in 1989, our first motto was reaching the world for Christ. And we don't use that so much anymore, but it truly still is our motto. We want to do everything that we can to get the Word of God out to where people are, and that's why we are on this radio station. But I want to submit to you something, and if you can, just stop and listen to me for a moment. The passage of Scripture that we are studying this week is one of the most significant passages of Scripture for any and every Christian to consider. Now, did you hear that? The passage of Scripture that we are studying this week is the most significant verse of Scripture, I believe, for any Christian to study. Now, that does not mean that this verse is more inspired than any other verse in the Bible, because all of the Bible is inspired of God. From Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, we have the Word of God, the inspired Word of God. And every verse, every line is just as inspired as the other verse and the other line, whatever the case may be. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12 is very unique, because there's a principle portrayed in this verse that though you might find it, and indeed you will find it, woven throughout the pages of Scripture, you don't see it presented as directly as you do in this verse for every child of God to take into consideration and, might I say, to obey and to apply to his or her life. Look at it again. We looked at it yesterday, and we're going to look at it throughout the course of this week. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12. Paul says, as again, he is writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. There is no other direct statement from a verse of Scripture found in the Word of God quite like that one. If you are saved, if you are born again, if you have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, this is a verse you should memorize, you should put it up on your refrigerator, you should keep it in your pocket, whatever the case may be, because it's a challenge that every Christian should keep before him or her every day of their lives. That ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Now, in this context of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we find that Paul and Silas and Timothy, the missionary team that went there to Thessalonica, was reminding the Thessalonians how they acted in their presence and in their midst, how they taught them the things of the Lord. You go back to verse 10 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, where Paul says this, ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. Boy, that's important, because that speaks of their character and their reputation. It's interesting there when Paul says, ye are witnesses and God also, that Paul was saying to the Thessalonians, you folks are witnesses concerning our Christian testimony and the kind of a life that we live, but so also is God. Which seemingly indicates to me that Paul and Silas and Timothy knew that as they were ministering there in Thessalonica, that they did it for the honor and the glory of God. And then we see three characteristics of their lifestyle. He said how we were holy and just and unblameable. He says we behaved in such a way so as to honor the Lord. But then he goes on to say in verse 11, as ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children. Paul was saying, Thessalonians, when we were with you, yes, we were holy and just and unblameable before God and before you in our ministry, in our lifestyle. But as we were with you, we also exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children. In other words, Paul was saying that when we were with you, folks, we discipled you as a father disciples or disciplines his children. And what was that discipline? What was that discipleship? What was that teaching that they gave? Well, we come back to our verse. Verse 12 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, where he says, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. In other words, Paul was saying, Thessalonians, when we were with you, we were teaching you constantly the purpose of Christian living. And the purpose of Christian living is to walk worthy of God who's called you into his kingdom and glory. This is the verse of scripture that we are going to be studying throughout the course of this week. And again, I just want to remind you, as I did yesterday, there is no other verse quite like this one in all of the Word of God. Yes, every verse in the Bible is fully inspired. There is no verse in the Word of God that is any more important than any other verse in the Word of God. But this verse is something that we need to take heed to as believers. And I think that if we took heed to this passage of Scripture, we would be stronger individually. Our Christian homes and families would be stronger. Our churches would be stronger. In fact, our testimony for the Lord would be more complete. Now, this particular verse has just 16 words in it, but it is really significant. And I don't know how to express in any greater degree to you how significant this verse is when we are told to walk worthy of God. Now, I brought out yesterday that none of us in and of ourselves are worthy of God because we are all sinners, and that the only way to become worthy of God is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But this particular verse has some very significant principles to keep in mind as it relates to the Christian life. In fact, there are 10 observations that I see in this verse that you and I need to take heed to. And I just want to give you these 10 observations very, very rapidly. So listen carefully. Number one, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12 is a key verse in serving God effectively. Number two, verse 12 presents a concept that is impossible to obey by our personal endeavor. We need to know the Lord Jesus and walk in the Spirit of God to fulfill it. Number three, verse 12 of 1 Thessalonians 2 is not an option for the true child of God. It is an expectation from the Lord. Number four, verse 12 of 1 Thessalonians 2 is unique among all other verses in the Word of God. None other quite like it with such a direct exhortation as this one. Number five, verse 12 of 1 Thessalonians 2 must not be overlooked by any true child of God. Number six, this verse, verse 12 of 1 Thessalonians 2, states the true purpose of Christian living, which is to walk worthy of God. Number seven, verse 12 presents a concept for which all Christians are accountable and will give an account unto God when we stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Number eight, verse 12 of 1 Thessalonians 2 lays the foundation that has an eternal effect for all believers. Number nine, verse 12 of 1 Thessalonians 2 will bring true joy to the believer who obeys it regularly. And then finally, number 10, verse 12 of 1 Thessalonians 2 will render glory to God through every believer who obeys it. Now, I don't know how to be more clear or to more clearly present the significance of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12 other than sharing those 10 observations with you. Notice that verse again. It says that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Let me ask you a question here just before we leave the radio for today. Are you born again? If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you to call upon his name right now and ask him to save you, and he will. But then, as a born-again Christian, are you walking worthy of God? That's what God expects. And so, the Lord willing, throughout the rest of this week, we are going to look at this verse to give a thorough understanding as to what it means that we might be living in obedience to the Lord. So don't miss another program this week. Thank you for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.